A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's state visit to South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Regional and international issues of mutual concern, including establishing an environment of peace and stability in order to achieve regional integration, industrialization, and economic development, and the well-being of the region and the continent.
We who are owners of natural resources must at least have 51% of the earnings of that company. And it, we allow the company 49%, where is natural resources. If the resources are brought from outside, you bring your gadgets and or you want to manufacture gadgets, which we didn't have before, well, that's not covered enough, 51, 49%, that's negotiated now. But where is our natural resources? No. We must at least have 51% of ownership of the company and ownership of the resources, which is quite generous, mind you.
That was President Robert Mugabe, and earlier you heard from South African President Jacob Zuma. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's state visit to South Africa.
Mr. Mugabe, who is leading a high-powered cabinet delegation to Pretoria today, implored South Africa to invest in the Zimbabwean economy during his first state visit there in 2 decades.
Of course, but while the two leaders were wining and dining as Zimbabweans and other foreigners in South Africa, in Durban in particular, were in hiding because of the rise or the escalating xenophobic attacks against some foreigners in South Africa.
What are your views on this issue? If you want to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezve rwendo rwavamugabe kuSouth Africa. Vamugabe vakagumisira kuenda kurwendo rwakadai runodziro state visit kana kushanyirana kwevatungamiri venyika muna 1994. Izvi hazvine hazvo nekuti panyaya dzekudyidzana South Africa ndo inonyanya kudyidzana neZimbabwe zvakanyanya. Asi vavira ava pavanga vachidya zvavo ne mafoshoro vachi jika no river vamwe vano Zimbabwe vari kuti vanga vachishungurudzwa zvikuru nezvimwe zvarwa zveSouth Africa nekuti pane vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanhu vekune dzimwe nyika vari muSouth Africa vawandisa nekudaro vanofanira kuti vanga vachidzokera kunyika dzavo hongu hurumende yeSouth Africa iri kuti iri kuedza nepainogona kuti zvisarambe zvichiitika asi zvinhu zvacho Gibbs zvinenge zviri kukona nganga murapwa achida
kunjalo ke Blessing kuzima kona ngale ke kwele Zimbabwe sikhuluma nje abanye abantu ngabala manzi abanye abala kudla kunjalo kungani kuyahlupa kakhulu usizwile ke ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukhona ngale ke ePitoli lapha hlangene khona lamhlanje ke lo uMongameli weSouth Africa yena engu umnumzana uJacob Zuma. Yes, izwileke ukuthi bakhulumile sibili bavumelana kwezinye ukulobelana ezinye ingwalo zokuthi ke kube lobudlelwane obuthize phakathi kweSouth Africa leZimbabwe. Siyawazi ukuthi ke eZimbabwe lithola kakhulu ukudla kuvela khona ngale South Africa lokunye okujiyeneyo. Kodwa eZimbabwe lihambisa okulutshwane kwele South Africa. Ngakho ke ungazani khonokho kuyahlupha. Sizwile ke umongameli ekhuluma nge-indigenization. Ngithi ye ungabuya ke le company yakho uze ivula khona ngale eZimbabwe, kodwa kuyamele phela kube lalokho kuthiwa yi-share holding eyabantu makhaza. So khonokho ke ingxenye kungahlupha amankampani egoli. Singazi ukuthi uZulu uthini ngohambo lukamongameli uRobert Mugabe, ngoba lubuya ngesikhathi blessing kulalokho kuthiwa ngama-xenophobic attacks. Kulamanye abantu asebesukile ezindlini zabo kunangale Pitoli bebalekela ukutshaywa. So ungani kunjalo mfowethu.
And I think we have our two analysts. They are all based in South Africa. First, we have Mr. George Mukwananzi. Mr. Mukwananzi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
We also have Mr. Joy Mabenge, who is also a political analyst based in South Africa. And, of course, he works with the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing Zulu.
Thank you so much.
And good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. And Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
And good evening to you too, Mr. Mabenge.
Yes, good evening, Gibbs there.
And thank you very much. I thought you were leaving me out because Blessing is your friend, maybe. We were running away from corruption here. You see what I mean? So let's start with you, Mr. Mabenge. So what is your take on Mr. Mugabe's visit to South Africa?
Well, we obviously start by stating the obvious that your listeners must first of all understand that a state visit is a formal visit that comes at the invitation of the country that would be hosting. So the first point to make is that this is probably the second invitation to Mr. Mugabe in 20 years or so to South Africa, and the state visit must yield certain results, particularly in as far as diplomatic relations between the two nations are concerned. And you would imagine that diplomatic relations span from the spectrum of the economy to the spectrum of politics, and the two put together would also speak to issues around trade and related aspects. But for us, really, as a political analyst, really, the most important thing for me is to say this state visit comes probably almost 2 years after SADC, or rather after South Africa ended its official facilitation of the Zimbabwe inter-political dialogue under the Global Political Agreement. And I imagine the leaders must be able to touch base on how the country is doing economically and how the country is doing politically, but also touch base on what is expected of President Mugabe as the chairperson of both the SADC and the AU, and not only concentrate on the trade aspect of the visit. So in a nutshell, I would say from a political analysis point of view, it is good that there is a state visit that has been conducted by President Mugabe at the invitation of President Zuma. What we would want to emphasize is that the two leaders must speak truth to power. In fact, if anything, President Zuma must take the opportunity to speak truth to power and remind President Mugabe that his country is still undergoing political reforms. The conduct of the elections on the 31st of July 2013 must not have signaled the end of political reforms in Zimbabwe. We have a new constitution that President Mugabe is not interested in implementing. Inside the new constitution sits serious reforms around how the country is governed, both politically and economically. So President Zuma must be able to impress upon President Mugabe that his government, the Harare regime, must be able to continue with the reforms that we are all crying out for. It is entirely for the sole reason that we abandoned midway political and economic reforms in July 2013, that we are where we are today. We are in fact sliding back to where we were in 2008. In some instances, we are sliding back to where we were even in 2000 or before then. This is economically and politically. So whatever happens, whatever is discussed, whatever is signed, we will still impress upon the two leaders that, hey, President Zuma, please do not just look at giving money without tying this to political reforms. These two must be able to be addressed concurrently. In a nutshell, that is the message that I would say as activists we are putting on the table. We would say to President Zuma and President Mugabe, look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. As President Mugabe is visiting, everybody knows that we have a journalist and human rights activist, Titai Dzamara, who is missing. These issues must be addressed.
Thank you so much. Let's turn to Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, your take on this visit.
Thank you very much. As my friend Mabenge has put it, this is a state visit that is happening after more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, the last one, having been done in 1994. So what I would like to zero on is the fact that the last time Robert Mugabe was here as an invited guest of the government of South Africa, the president was Nelson Mandela. Mm-hmm. Since then, we have had two or three more presidents from Mandela. We have Thabo Mbeki, then briefly we have Montlante. Now we have Jacob Zuma. But on the other side of the Limpopo, we still have the same man who was there as president 21 years ago. And there has been a lot that has happened in that country, which has caused it to become a laughing stock of the world. Robert Mugabe, during these 21 years, in between the two state visits, has presided over a Zimbabwe whose, democracy has shrunk to, a very small lump. And he has also presided over an economy that has disintegrated to a point where Zimbabweans have fled the country to South Africa and are being targeted today as we speak, under xenophobic attacks. So one needs to ask oneself that what is it that Robert Mugabe has learned as such an experienced leader? What is it that is coming to learn from a country which is politically young, like South Africa? They got their independence more than 10 years later than Zimbabwe. Multi-party democracy, the dismantling of racial discrimination in South Africa. So Zimbabwe is not anything that one may be proud of. Fine, he is here. There are lots of agreements that have been signed, but the lessons that need to be drawn from the experience of Zimbabwe is that democracy should be allowed to prevail. Zimbabwe may not have been in this same situation should they have allowed, democratically elected government to okay in Zimbabwe if Robert Mugabe had allowed a successor to take over from him, not necessarily from a different party from ZANU-PF, but even within ZANU-PF. But we still have him there in power. I don't know what lessons he has to teach to the world.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7, a live talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's first state visit to South Africa in over two decades. And of course, our guests, we have political analysts, Mr. Joy Mabenge and Mr. George Mukwananzi. Gibbs, I think you have a caller.
Yeah, I don't know if you have a caller. How are you, Baba Kodwa? How are you, Baba
Kodwa?
Kunjani eJohannesburg?
Hayi, kuke kwakhizakhiza namhlanje.
Ya, uboni ke mfowethu, ungathini ke ngohambo lukamnumzana uRobert Mugabe?
Yazi ukuthi madoda asifundeni into eyi-1. Saqalisa nge-Look East Policy. Ayizange isishiye ndawo. siyesikhohlwa ukuthi i-east ikhangele e-west but nalobo stigma siyaku-east. Sayi-Russia, sayi-China, sayi-Malaysia siyabuyasilengisa izandla. Sikhohlwa ukuthi umfo wenu umakhelwana wakho njengakhona okwakwenzeka ukuthi abuye la uzokuthi ye ndoda umuzi uyatsha ngale ngicela abantwana bayalamba. Sakwenzela khonokho ngikhona kuwukhumbula after 20 years kambe nomakhelwana angakulalela. Silama-political analyst engingasoze ngiwaqambe ngamabizo nje njengokuthi i-Studio 7 sihlonipha kangaka. Uze umuntu esicabanga ukuthi ama-sanctions okwasuka lapha kwacha lapha kwacima lapha kwathimthim akulanto enjalo khathesi njani i-drought isihlasele khathesi ekhaya. Uzabizwa ama-political analyst ezokubona hhayi i-west yetempathi wathi iweather into evele ingekho kodwa sazivulalela ama-regation sakwamlinjini saxosha abantu ababesebenza sakhonkona senza uhlezi sesithatha umhlaba now akukhangele kwatiyo sikhuluma uyazi ukuthi kokona labakwazi ukukhuluma isintu sakogoldat nalapho esisuka khona bathi ngagqibela amanga ayabola kodwa ngagqibela iqiniso liza mina nanti selimiyo selikhangele kwakulokho kutshela abantu amanga ukuthi hayi siza kuthi kawenzakali khathi kuyihlula. Yazi into ezimbabwe ukuthi ifana nani ethu.
Yey, kuloba baba.
Ifana lokuthi udade wethu athathe lokuze indoda. Ahlale naye 10 years udade wethu kuze ngithi hawu mkhwenyana. Akusenza ze ngiyifinga zange ngibe labazukulu. Mkhwenyana bese hayi uyabona babazana nika udade wethu for 1 month uzambona sezigcwele zabana abazukulu.
Yey, siyakuzabula umzana.
Uyafana le lapho la khona ukuthi ukubona kwabuye zimpress akuzange kwenzakale lutho kwabuye lo obani bani kanti sisilayo nale izim asset that thing ifuna 29 billion to be funded. Ubani yona imashisho kule kubhadala ama-civil servants yethu abasifundisela abantwana abasibhalela ama-basic certificate imali yakhona sithathathe. Hayi madoda asizameni ukuthi sicala asihlalenini phansi singabantu abazalwa umfazi asezicoko omnyoko isomzimba sihlalishukulwa phandle ibima abantwana igamula abantwana iziyonke ziqede du sinoke sifila siphandle asingene emphakathini laye ngitshoni lapho kasihlale njengabantwana bomfazi sicophisane sibonisane sitshengisane iqiniso ukuthi hayi lapho mpoti uyaphambanisa sithiyele kwakuthi kwa-MDC sithiyo kwezani sithiyo yonke into sikhangele izimbabwe yethu lapho esibuya khona
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke godla omnyama khona ngalipho e-Joburg ye phosela ukugcina 10 seconds
madoda mina ngikhala ezimathonsi ukuthi kathi ibizeli lakha abantu bekhangeleke ukuba ngizikhundla akuthi ngede ngalokho lokho.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu penduke phela
ye ngalihlalela imvulela imigodla yomnyama umahlaba ayithwale imashini isimbi ngomlenzi abanye betshila ngemvuthu.
Awuboni ke mnumzana. Ye siyabonga kakhulu. Ye so you still remember when you asked me what godlwayo mahlaba ayithwale means? We'll talk about this after the show. I promised you last time, right? And I did deliver, right?
Yeah.
So Godlwa is an area in Sinza, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Mahlaba Ithwale is another issue. So what Mr. Godlwa is saying is, you know, the Look East policy failed completely. And now Mr. Mugabe is turning to a neighbor after 20 years. And so what is the neighbor going to do, you know, after being ignored for such a long time? So then he put some kind of metaphor and said, suppose there is a man who marries a certain daughter for 20 years, let's say my daughter for 20 years, then he fails to get a kid. Then we demand the daughter, and then he says, no, wait, just give me a day, maybe she's going to have a kid. So he says, therefore, the president is doing the impossible here. So the best plan is for people to sit and discuss some of these issues. Forget about the MDC, forget about ZANU-PF, but people, Zimbabweans, should sit and discuss it. And if further said, you know, there is a drought right now in some parts of the country. So you hear some people in ZANU-PF saying it's because of the West.
Yeah.
Regime change agenda.
Exactly.
You know, but it says yet, you know, the irrigation schemes that used to be viable have collapsed. There's no pumps, there is nothing. So at the end of the day, the truth will come out.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Regai tiende kunemwe mtereri, Mkoma Peter Magadi. Aiwa tiripoti peo pfungwa dzenyu nezvo rwendo rwa vamugabe ku South Africa.
zvakaoma nyaya iripo yaupgrade vedu vamugava inoshamisa nekuti tikatarisa mumasurum vamugabe makore apera vamandera vachiripo vakambobudisa mashoko ekuti kuna ana mandera hamusati maakuzvitonga Zimbabwe yaakuzvitonga imamusati hamusati maana kuzvitonga asi apa South Africa yanga yatowana kuzvitonga kubvako kumabhunu kumabhuwai saka naizvozvo vanga vari kunyara kudzokera kuenda kusouth africa noda kwemashoko akaita saiwaya oimwe pointi iripo vaifunga kuti ivo zvino zvinhu zvavo zvavanga vachiita muzimbabwe zvichadarika South Africa but nekufamba kwenguva vazoona manje kuti ivo ndovatova nevana vanodarika 4 million kana kutodarikidza vari musouth africa vari kutovedzerwa nesouth africa ende iyezve patiita panyaya dzeikonomi South Africa iri pamusoro kudarika Zimbabwe zvinonga tikatarisa pavanga vachitaura vachisainirana zvavanga kusainirana maagreements avo nhasi pavachitaura vamugabe vatadza kutsanangura zvavanga vachida kuti vataure asi mashoko andaasubata ndeyekuti amwe vataura ndeyekuti South Africa is a biggest trading partner in the bigger than us asi chimwe chinhu chavanzovanza kuti vanyatsotaura ndekuti in terms of democracy South Africa eso is bigger than Zimbabwe nekuti kuzimbabwe kunoko hakuna democracy South Africa kune democracy South Africa you can demonstrate you can do anything kana mukatarira kana vane clipi yenyu yacho yaitika masikati munoona kuti vatsengatsenga mukanwa vachida kuti vataure chiratidza kuti munhu aifunga kuti zvavaenda kuna nachina kuti uko vachanowana zvinhu zvika kuti nyika ine isimuke zvino zvaramba nyika yagwadama moreovha tikatarira kuna navamandera ivo vacava vakambosora kuti hamusati maakutonga isi taakutonga vamandera vakasiya nyika ichifamba ikonomi iri pakanaka sezvino vana vazuma iwa mutungamiri ugawechina here aikaikana tisingakanganisi musouth africa ukatarira zvinhu zvavo zvikufamba zvakanaka ende uchitarisa upfumi hwesouth africa huri pari nani pane hwedu huri munomu sezvino mune zimbabwe munomu tikutoshandisa mari yesouth africa kushandisa mari yedzimwe nyika zvatakatumbona tiri pasi saka vanyara kutoenda kwokutonyara kutonoona kutoti inini zvino ndochiita sei ndanibhoendawo apa but
stoletkana
dene vari umwe munhu takazitarivako vaifana kutogara close doors navazuma otorerura shamwarika giregere papa ndandakara kuti hatiaseshende pamwe chete dzinguva yakona kubatsirwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma peter Of course, what Peter is saying is that initially when South Africa got its independence, Mr. Mugabe allegedly said that it was not true independence. It was a mere flag and anthem independence because the resources were allegedly controlled by the whites. And he's saying that Mr. Mugabe was then shy to go back to South Africa and beg for assistance. Because it would appear that it is actually him who is having problems, not South Africa, which he says has a stable economy. Gibbs.
Let me pick one or two messages of Facebook, Blessing. What one message from Chabuda, who says, Mr. Mugabe is seeking financial rescue package and enjoys shopping in Pretoria, while Zimbabweans in Durban and surrounding areas are facing xenophobic attacks. Then I've got Raymond Mdongwa who writes, they condemn Kenyan attacks but are silent when some foreigners are being attacked in Durban. They attack even the coast of Rhodes and can't even contain their own people that are looting in these countries. Yes. Lomnumzana ke Eke Moyo, Ekemweni. Mr. Eke Moyo, how are you?
Fine, and how are you, Gibbs?
Oh, very fine. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't think Mr. Mugabe's trip to South Africa is any bearing economically. It is embarrassing for such an old man to go to another country to sign some agreements that he may not enforce. I just believe that he just went there to have a nice time since his country is ravaged with hunger and the people living the country to other countries and some people being abducted and where there's no peace and where his party is in fragments like that. I think he's just there to avoid facing the embarrassing situation in his own country. In each case, how can he actually sign the agreement now? And where he arrives in South Africa, the Zimbabwe nationals there, they can't give him a warm welcome. Instead, they are faced with demonstrations against him. The reason of going there is only nice time for himself and his family. Perhaps he's shopping for his family and enjoying life.
Mm. So now we heard that he actually signed some agreements. So these agreements, don't you think that maybe they are going to benefit Zimbabweans?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yes, actually, at some point, criticized in South Africa that it is not a pure, an independent country. He's the best leader, even better than Nelson Mandela. How can he go there now and at this age to sign any agreement? What agreement can be signed by an old man like him?
We assume that he's the leader of Zimbabwe.
The so-called elections, which actually are still very controversial. But in essence, there are many people who are disgruntled about his rule and about the way he handles the elections. Some people or critics would say he's there by default.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ikem Moyo. Are you in Zimbabwe or Joburg?
No, I'm in Banda South, where I stay.
Oh, thank you very much. Sibongela kakhulu.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Of course, we have some messages on WhatsApp. Let's quickly read some of them. Nyamaropa says, nothing for the betterment of us Zimbabweans. Mr. Mugabe is only doing this to further distract our already crumbling country. Mm-hmm. As for Jacob Zuma, Mr. Mugabe is only doing all this to create political power for Julius Malema. By all means. Interesting. Justin says, since the economy of Zimbabwe is at its knees, maybe he needs a bailout or ideas. Skumbuzo Moyo says, Mugabe must step down now. Cedric says, it's good. Maybe something good will come up. It's time we go home. I assume Cedric is in South Africa and saying maybe if things start working in Zimbabwe, he'll consider going back. Tito says, that's a nice move. After all, many of us are here in South Africa. It makes us feel that we are being watched and heard by our government, even though we are abroad. I wish all the best for His Excellency. As for those others demonstrating about Itai Dzamara pointing the blame on Mr. Mugabe, they should leave that habit of humiliating themselves in front of the world. Peter says he was talking a lot of hate speech. I think South Africans must not take him seriously. Stephen says it's a good thing to happen between those two countries. Actually, he was supposed to have visited a long time ago. Ashley says, thank you for the news. My thought is Zimbabwe needs a new leader. Now Mr. Mugabe is old and he is losing focus. Those are some of the messages that we are receiving on WhatsApp, Gibbs.
Mr. Mapenge, your quick reaction to those messages?
Some of them are really well within reason. Because the biggest challenge really there, Gibbs, is to say, this is not the first state visit that President Mugabe has embarked on in recent times. You would recall that he was on a state visit to China just last year in August, and they signed around 9 bilateral cooperation documents covering
Mr. Mabenge, we just want to take a quick break. Please do stay on the line. We'll talk more about the mega deals. Of course, and also Mr. Mkwananzi and Travolta, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Stay tuned.